Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish, and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. Our gathering hymn is Jesus, My Lord, My God, My All. Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all, how can I love Thee as I ought? And how revere this wondrous gift, so far surpassing hope or thought? Sweet sacrament, we Thee adore. O, make us love Thee more and more. O, make us love Thee more and more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate and to share in these sacred mysteries, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you are the way that leads to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are the truth that sets us free. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are the living bread come down from heaven. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, let us feel your compassion more readily during these days, when by your gift we have known it more fully, so that those you have freed from the darkness of error may cling more firmly to the teachings of your truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is, the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth." Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself? Or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning with his scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent my being baptized? Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way, rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus and went about proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Bless our God, you peoples. Loudly sound his praise. He has given life to our souls, and he has not let our feet slip.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appealed to him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Blessed be God who refused me not my prayer or his kindness.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And so today, my friends, we continue our journey through this beautiful sixth chapter of John's Gospel. And if you're ever sitting around wondering what you can do, I invite you to sit down and reread the entire sixth chapter. And as you read it, just allow the words to sink deep into your heart and transform your lives. Now, I'm going to share with you yesterday when we were doing the passage before this with John's Gospel, I was having Mass with the students from St. Joseph's School. And yesterday in Wisconsin, we had a lot of rain, as you all know. And as I'm walking across the parking lot, I noticed on the parking lot there were all the earthworms crawling around. And I shared with the kids, and I said, you probably noticed the earthworms, too, crawling around on the ground, on the sidewalks. I says, well, when I was a little boy back in the 1900s, going to Catholic grade school, we noticed in the springtime when we'd have the rain, all of us boys, when we saw the earthworms crawling on the ground, we'd pick them up, and then we'd chase after the girls with them. We loved terrorizing the girls with the earthworms. But the thought occurred to me yesterday as I'm looking at the earthworms, besides reminiscing of my childhood, why don't the robins just swoop down and eat the worms? Think about that. The robins, you see them in the grass looking for worms, hunting for worms. They're pulling them out of the ground. When here when it rains, the earthworms come out. The robins could say, oh, look at the smorgasbord before us. We don't have to work so hard. All we got to do is fly down, eat the worms off the pavement because there they are. But yet the robins, they just don't realize the bounty before them. Okay? Now, with that in mind, we got to look at our John's Gospel, the sixth chapter. Jesus is right in front of the people saying, here I am, right before your eyes. I am the living bread come down from heaven. I am, you know, the promised one from the Heavenly Father. Your ancestors ate bread in the desert, but they died. I am here to give you eternal life. You see, Jesus is laying out before them, I call it the spiritual smorgasbord, about why he came into this world. Not just to preach, not just to teach, not just to feed with a few loaves and fishes, but he came into this world to give himself, his body, his blood, his soul, divinity, for all mankind. He's calling all people to himself, saying, I'm going to give you everlasting life. And kind of like the robins, the people in the gospel reading, they just can't see it. It hasn't sunk into their minds. It hasn't sunk into the depths of their hearts. They fail to see who Jesus truly is. And so now you all have to stay tuned till tomorrow's gospel reading to find out their reaction. But yet, my friends, as we read this and reflect on it, we got to examine our own spiritual journeys, our own spiritual faith lives. Who is Jesus to me? How do I see him? Early on in John's Gospel, the sixth chapter, the people thought of him as a prophet. That's all they thought of him, as a prophet. Do I look at Jesus as a prophet? Do I look him as just a historical figure? Or do I truly see him who he is? God made man, the Savior of the world, the Redeemer, the one who comes to us at every Mass and gives us his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, the one who has promised eternal life if we eat his body and drink his blood. You know, we got to really open up our spiritual eyes so we see the beauty of our Lord before us. And so, my friends, as we celebrate this Mass today, let us open up our hearts to the graces of the Holy Spirit so that our spiritual eyes may be open, so we may see Jesus as he truly is given to us in the Eucharist, then that we too may go out into the world and share that gift of life, that gift of love that he has given us, and bring others to the altar so that they too may receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and may receive eternal life in heaven. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For Pope Francis and all priests, that they will be protected with strength and fidelity in their leadership of the Church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, religious life, and sacramental marriage, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all members of the Church, that as a witness of unity and charity, we can be a sign of the risen Lord for the whole world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all world leaders, that they will be granted wisdom from the Holy Spirit to guide their nations in peace and stability, especially striving to protect the most vulnerable and innocent of society, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For blessings on Fred and Denise Perlucci, in celebration of their wedding anniversary, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may we accept it by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice, your sight, this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times, to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim: Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray, that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who by the will of the Father and work of the Holy Spirit through your death gave life to the world, free me by this your most holy body and blood from all my sins and from every evil. Keep me always faithful to your commandments and never let me be parted from you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Christ died for all, that those who live may live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and is risen. Alleluia.
Body of Christ.
let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon central. And the Lord be with you and with your spirit. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.